It's money time for many of you. It's week 15 in the NFL, and it's the fantasy football semifinals. So every decision, every point, it's also crucial. He's been with us every step of the way. He joins us once again from fantasypros.com, our good buddy Jason Katz. Jason, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. This is, what, the second to last of these this year.
That is hard to believe, my friend. And Jason, if we go back to one of the conversations we had before the start of the year, I remember two quarterbacks you absolutely loved from a fantasy standpoint. One was Kyler Murray, who's had a pretty darn good season. The other, Lamar Jackson, who has been off the charts. And I think it's fair to say, if you had Lamar Jackson in your lineup, it worked out pretty nicely for you kicking off the semifinals with basically 40 or 45 points on a Thursday.
It's a very crucial word you had in there where you said, if you had Lamar Jackson in your lineup. And the reason I point that out is because I was absolutely shocked at the amount of questions that I got before this game about whether to start Lamar Jackson. I had to put out a public service announcement tweet to let people know, if you have Lamar Jackson, I don't care who your other option is, you start Lamar Jackson. I hope everyone listens.
Jason, I sure did. You sure did, considering we have a team together and we're off to a nice start here in the semifinals. But before we get into the start sits, and I got a ton of questions from a lot of folks here on Twitter, the matchups of the week, if there is a friendly bit of advice you give anybody now at this point in the year, you don't want to overthink it. Obviously, the matchups matter. But as a guy who is a fantasy professional, what would be like your friendly bit of advice to anybody who's out there listening, maybe sweating out these next couple days?
I would say to treat this matchup, which is the most important one of the season, you still have to try and convince yourself to treat it like any other matchup. It's unfortunate that if you lose, like, you're basically, your season's over, you can't go fix it next week, and that's just the nature of the game. But use the same process that you've used that's worked all season to get you to this point. Don't overthink it. Don't look at 17 different sources when usually you trust two or three. Just do what you normally do and trust that your guys that got you there or the guys that had the good matchups can do it again.
All right, Jason, now it's time for the Twitter portion of our little chat. And to say we got a ton of these is not even doing it justice. I feel like I have about 100 start sit questions that we got to run through. We're not going to be able to get to them all, so I'm going to try and pick the ones that I think are the best. Let's start with our good pal Mark in Kings Park, who's in a league in which 1 point equals 10 passing yards and a turnover is minus 1 point. Now, he got lit up by Lamar Jackson. That's unfortunate for a lot of you who went up against Lamar Jackson, what he did to the New York Jets. Patrick Mahomes against the Broncos. Broncos defense playing pretty well the last few weeks. Jameis Winston against the hideous Detroit Lions. That's a no-brainer, right? It's got to be Patrick Mahomes.
Yep. I would say the same thing to people with Mahomes that I said about Lamar Jackson, except with the caveat, unless your other quarterback is Lamar Jackson, you start Pat Mahomes.
Okay, Jason, this one comes from Brett. Sutton, Mostert, Patrick Laird, flex. It's standard scoring. Sutton, Mostert, Laird.
That's a tough one. And if it was PPR, I might lean Sutton there because he's been just so elite. But right now, I don't know how you go away from Mostert. He's crested 20 fantasy points, at least in PPR, the past 2 weeks. He scored a touchdown the past 2 weeks. Had two last week, one receiving, one on the ground. And Kyle Shanahan came out and said that he's earned the right to be the lead back. I believe him. Atlanta's a good matchup. I like Mostert.
All right, this one comes from Dustin. And the quarterback decision can be make or break. I know I was sweating it out Monday night with Carson Wentz. It wasn't pretty for three quarters, but he did what he needed to do. How about this one, though, for Dustin? Kirk Cousins, Sunday against the L.A. Chargers. Kyler Murray, one of our favorites, against the Cleveland Browns.
I mean, Kyler Murray has been so bad the past 2 weeks, and I've been sticking with him because I wanted to say he was so good all season. Didn't want to overreact to just one or two bad games. He's home this week. I do think that Kyler Murray is going to have a big game. I understand if you start Cousins. I think with those two, I would start Kyler Murray.
Okay, Jason, this one from Mel. He has Miles Sanders, Deebo Samuel, Stephon Diggs. Flex spot, can only play one. Who's your choice?
This is going a little bit against the grain, but I'm going Deebo Samuel there. I think he has a huge game this week against that Atlanta defense, missing Desmond Trufant.
Okay, now we go to the quarterback position. The current Miami Dolphins quarterback, the former Miami Dolphins quarterback. Somebody on Twitter wondering, needs a quarterback. Ryan Tannehill, who's been as hot as anybody against the Houston Texans, or the bearded wonder of the world, Ryan Fitzpatrick, going up against the woeful Giant defense. Tannehill, Fitzmagic, who's your choice?
I'll give you the answer first, then the explanation. It's definitely Tannehill. He's been remarkably efficient since he took over for Marcus Mariota. And it's been a little concerning that he's not throwing that many passes, averaging only around like maybe 25 pass attempts, probably a little less than that. But he's been efficient. He's been throwing touchdowns. And against the Texans, they're good enough where they could make him have to actually throw 30, 35 times. And if he gets those extra 10 to 15 pass attempts, he could really have a monster game.
We have our good pal Jason Katz. You want to check him out on fantasypros.com. As good as it gets, he's been with us every step of the way throughout this NFL season. Jason, let's do one or two more Twitter questions, and then we'll get to the start sets. This one comes from Tony. James Conner, Devin Singletary, standard scoring. Both playing in the Sunday night game, you like that. Standalone, might be a last-lick scenario. Conner, Singletary, who's your choice?
That's so tough because Conner coming off the injury, are they forcing him back? He's already exited two games early this season, giving you pretty much nothing. Singletary has completely taken over that backfield. The Steelers are a very tough defense. Given that the Steelers are the home team, I do think they're going to force Conner as many touches as he can handle. As long as he stays in the game, he'll be the guy. I would lean Conner there, but it's not a slam dunk by any stretch.
All right, Jason, now it's time, my friend. The matchups of the week, they're oh so pivotal. They're oh so important. Let's start at quarterback. Who are you rolling with?
I want you to know before I name the quarterback that I was very close to making this guy Eli Manning, but I just couldn't bring myself to do it.
You didn't have the heart, and that would be quite the contrast if we go back to one of our conversations about the Giant quarterback situation, like the preseason or week one. If I would have told you then that you would even dare consider Eli as your must-play quarterback of the week, you'd probably try to smack me silly, Jason. I'm just throwing that out there, pal.
Listen, this is by no means a must-play. This is just a great streaming option for people looking for a quarterback. And we're going to Jacksonville with Gardner Minshew. The Raiders are allowing 23.8 fantasy points per game to quarterbacks. Only the Cardinals and Dolphins have allowed more passing touchdowns than the 30 the Raiders have allowed. And Minshew has actually been the QB 15 or better 7 times this season. So he's been solid when he's been out there. I know last week since he's taken over from Foles the second time, he hasn't been great. But it's the Raiders, and it's a passable option for you.
Okay, Jason, we move to running back. Who's your choice?
With your team, Patrick Laird. I cannot believe I'm recommending Patrick Laird in a fantasy football semifinal, but he's a legitimately good option this week. He played 82% of the snaps last week. He's seen 5 targets in back-to-back games, and opposing teams have targeted the running back 92 times against the Giants. So this is more of a floor play than a ceiling play, but we all saw what Boston Scott did to the Giants last week, a lot of it through the air. So Patrick Laird could have a sneaky good day.
Last but not least, Mr. Katz, at wide receiver, your matchup of the week.
I touched on him a bit before, but it's Deebo Samuel. The Falcons are allowing 12.1 fantasy points per game to opposing wide receiver twos. And Deebo has scored at least 13 fantasy points in 5 straight games. He had 8 targets last week, and he scored 16 fantasy points while mostly dealing with Marshawn Lattimore. There's no one to deal with this week with Desmond Trufant out. I love Deebo Samuel this week. I think he's going to be a top 12 option.
Jason, last but not least, I got to ask you about the possibility of streaming a defense. We know a lot of people are in that predicament. Maybe they had a defense they were riding earlier in the year that got cool. If there is a defense you could potentially stream late, last minute, who comes to mind?
I mean, this is a tough one to swallow, but you could consider either of the Bucs or the Lions defenses. With the Bucs, you get to face David Blau, third-string quarterback. He's not good. He's going to be good for a couple sacks, turnover or two. Even though the Bucs have a terrible defense, they'll probably give up a lot of points. They could get you a couple sacks, a couple turnovers. And the Lions, I mean, Jameis Winston is just, he's a turnover machine. He's probably going to drop 30 on them if he can stay healthy. Also the possibility that his thumb acts up. He can't grip the ball. Something happens during the game, and we got Ryan Griffin out there. So these are possible options, but we're digging real deep here. I wouldn't go out of my way to start either of these two.
Fair enough. Amazing. Thinking about the Tampa defense and thinking about the Detroit Lions defense. What a world we live in. Jason Katz, fantasypros.com. And Jason, final one. Bonus. If there's one injury that you are monitoring as we move closer and closer to Sunday or Monday, is there like a make or break guy that maybe you're wavering on and you're just kind of waiting and seeing what's going on from an injury standpoint?
I wouldn't say make or break, but I'm definitely looking into what's going on with Adam Thielen. He's been trending toward playing with his hamstring injury for a couple weeks now, and as we get later in the week, we're holding him out another week. We had earlier reports this week that he's looking like he's coming back, and today it was like, okay, he's optimistic he can play. No real certainty there. If Thielen's out there, he's a real, real strong wide receiver too. You want him out there, but you got to make sure that he's healthy, and you don't want him to play a couple snaps and then leave like he did the last time he came back too soon. So that's one definitely you want to monitor.
Jason, I appreciate a couple of minutes. And let's just say this week will be significant to some. Ain't that right?
I mean, half the people are going to lose, and that's the nature of the beast.
Half are going to lose, and there's quite the difference, I think, losing in the semifinals, losing in the finals, because in more than a good majority of these leagues, you make it to the finals, at the very least, you're probably cashing in the plus.
At week 15, most important week.
You nailed it. Jason, appreciate it, bro. We will chat next week, Championship Sunday, from a fantasy standpoint. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it as well.